Right, let's start off with cricket. Batting woes continue for the Durban Super Giants in the Betway SA20. They suffered a second consecutive home defeat against Sunrisers Eastern Cape at Kingsmead last night. Now, a 58-run loss leaves Super Giants coach Lance Klusener disappointed in their errors, citing a lack of aggression in their batting. The Sunrisers, who chose to bat first last night, posted 165 for 5 in their allotted overs, while the hosts were all out for 107. DSG openers Matthew Brietzka and Bryce Parsons scored 21 and 23 respectively, while Kane Williamson and Heinrich Klaassen only managed single figures each.
So absolutely disappointed. I think we're a better outfit than how we turned up in the last two games. I think if anything, we're slightly disappointed in the surfaces. It's been really difficult to bat in the second inning. So ideally, we'd just like a better surface, but not making excuses. I think we're a better unit than that. But I think we just lacked a little bit of maybe just pulling the first punch. I think we're just a little bit tentative to get onto the front foot. No,
DSG will now pay a visit to the Sunrisers Eastern Cape tomorrow. That one is set to get underway just after midday. And then the start for South Africa's under-19 T20 Women's World Cup opener against New Zealand has been delayed. We'll give you some updates throughout the morning on the revised time and that coin toss. Over to summer rugby. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi once again leads the Hollywood Sharks this weekend. They play their final Champions Cup pool game against Bordeaux in France tomorrow. Oxenchair is on the bench with Ntutuko Mtunu taking his place and Trevor Nyakane in for the injured Vincent Koch. Grant Williams and Siyama Sugu will start as the halfback pairing in place of Jaden and Jordan Hendrickse, while Yo Pengla shifts to fullback. Edwin Keita is moved to his wing. Tomorrow's kickoff is at 3 o'clock. The Bulls open up the South African onslaught in the weekend's action this afternoon when they face Stade Francois in Pretoria. The Stormers will also play French teams. They are up against Racing 92 in the capital this evening. The Bulls are currently in sixth place in Pool 3 after losing all three of their first games. The Stormers are fourth in Pool 4. There is two fixtures in the Betway Premiership. Golden Arrows play hosts to TS Galaxy at 3:30 this afternoon. Chippa United and Marumo Gallants will lock horns at 8 o'clock. Champions League fixtures tonight. Orlando Pirates are up against Al Ahly at 6 o'clock. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.